In the newsletter, you talk about how the Attorney General wants some of that surplus money added to public safety. He may not get too much of a fight here.
Well, yeah, I think he took the legislature and the governor a little off guard. I know he gave him a 24 hours heads up, but you know the problem is that money. You know, when we're talking about the surplus money, $450 million or so, it's still not a lot, and it's also one-time money. So, you know, when you're talking about hiring more police officers, that is a continuous expense. You know, because you don't want to just hire them for a year or two and then just lay them off. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And so, you know, to build that into a budget that's already kind of on very wobbly grounds, yeah, it's got a bit of a surplus now, and it should have a little one in 12 and 13, but what happens if the economy collapses again? And I think that's the concern. You know, the economy collapses again, now we've got to pay for all these cops we hired, and now we've got to go ahead and lay them off. I don't know if you remember, I mean, back in, I think it was 07, 08, you know, when Granholm was in office, we had to start cutting off trooper schools. We had to lay off Michigan State police officers. That was politically not exciting, and it was really hard to do, you know, to watch these troopers come into an approach room and all stand in the back. And, you know, the lawmakers realizing, you know, we didn't have a lot of choice. We got to lay these people off. They have families. You give them jobs. They could have had other opportunities after two or three years. That isn't fair either. So, you know, it's very politically popular to say, yeah, we want to hire 1,000 police officers. But, you know, you got to be fiscally responsible, too, and realize that you just can't support it in the long term. Or at least you can't say with, you know, 100% certainty that you can do it into the future.
When reading that President Barack Obama wants to see that $1 billion is given to the Race to the Top program, it made me think about a school funding here in the state. And from what we've been hearing, Kyle, it looks like it won't be cut again, and perhaps some additional funding could be added. What do you know?
Well, I think for K through 12 education, I think there's probably going to be a fair bet. There'll be a little bit more for that. I do expect to see some type of performance-based system put in place. You know, and I think we're going to see a little bit more of that on the university side. Snyder did that with local governments, municipalities. Said, you know, we'll give you this little pot of money, but you got to meet this criteria. You know, this set of criteria. And I think we're going to see that more on the university side, maybe on the K through 12 side. You know, maybe linking more money to graduation rates and, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, that's part of his whole measurements and so forth. And I think that's kind of where this Race to the Top thing is going. You know, if Michigan's going to, and I think you're going to see Governor Snyder and this the whole Race to the Top movement kind of marriage itself here a little bit as we go forward in the year, because I think they're very much on the same page. Performance-based funding, we're going to hear a lot about that, both on the K through 12 and the university side, and maybe Michigan will get a chance to get one of these grants for a change. You know, we got shut out through the K through 12 process, no matter how hard we tried. But if we change the laws early enough, maybe we'll have a better shot this go around.
Kyle, I wanted to ask you about the emergency financial manager for Highland Park Schools. How is that person going to do that job while also be a part of the review team for the city of Detroit?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think the folks in Highland Park are interested in the answer on that. But, you know, Jack Martin is, you know, his full-time job will be the emergency manager for Highland Park Schools. And the review board for Detroit, I think, is more of a part-time thing. But there is some talk, though, and among some, that we're going to just go ahead and close Highland Park Schools anyway. And maybe it's a good idea that the person is on the review board in Detroit, because the Detroit public schools are going to end up having to take a few of those kids. You know, there's about 900 and some kids at Highland Park. You know, not a huge, huge number, but you still got to do something with them. So how many go to Detroit, and how many go to any other neighboring school district? How many can be absorbed by charters? These are all questions that are going to have to be asked. So maybe somebody who's well familiar with Detroit's finances, maybe that person is a good person to be involved as being the emergency manager in Highland Park.
All right, Kyle, before I let you go, what's on the legislative agenda for this week? What bills are we going to be hearing about?
I think we're going to hear a lot about this education funding package, and I think we're going to hear about that quite a bit for the first half of 2012 here. This idea that the structure that we have in place right now with our gas tax and at the state level here just is not keeping pace with the spending needs that we have in fixing the roads. You know, in the past, Governor Engler, Governor Granholm have kind of used future money to pay for the current roads. You know, even Engler did these. Even when the times were good, we had Build Michigan 1, Build Michigan 2. We were bonding money to fix today's roads, and that is just not a path that this administration with Rick Snyder and the Republicans in the legislature are buying at all. We have to have a structure in place that will pay for today's roads today, not tomorrow's money for today's roads. And so what we're going to hear is we're going to hear politicians and the state legislators try and make people comfortable with paying more gas tax money and a little bit of car registration fee money, realizing that times are tight, but realizing, hey, people, if we don't, we're going to have bridges we can't drive on or under, and we're going to have roads that are going to be so bad that you're going to have to, you know, avoid them altogether or, you know, risk car repairs. You know, I hit a huge pothole over the weekend. I thought my entire undercarriage was going to fall off. And, you know, those are the kind of things I think that they got to tell people. Good roads do come at a cost, unfortunately. I know it's tough to have to pay a few cents more, but unfortunately, there's no way around it.
Kyle Malin is the editor of the MERS newsletter. You got to check that out if you want to know what's going on at the Capitol, MIRS. Check it out. Thanks so much, Kyle.
My pleasure, Tony.